Men and Tav Machum.
Right, that's like we're learning Shabbos.
So we're in the Mishnah on Daf Chav Beis and Beis and Brachos.
Oh, on Shabbos.
So the Mishnah says, Yored Litzvol, if a person was about Kerry and he went to the mikvah to be Tovel, in Yochel Lalos was Kassos Velikros Atsholote and Eitzachama, Yalav Yaskasa, Vehikla. If a person can get out of the mikvah and get dressed and read Kriyat Shema before sunrise, before Eitzachama, so he should do so. Zimlav, but if he can't, just Kassos Vemayim Vehikla. So somehow, if the water is opaque water, he can actually read Kriyat Shema in the mikvah. So you see from our Mishnah that the Mishnah is very emphatic that it's important to read Kriyat Shema before Neitzachama. So the question is why. So the Gemara Daf Chofheim on the day says, Lema Tana Tama Karevi Lezer. It's mashma that the Tana of our Mishnah, who emphasizes the importance of reading Kriyat Shema before Neitzachama, holds like Rabbi Elezer, because there's a machlokus in the Mishnah that Pesamid Beis between Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Elezer says Gomra ad Neitzachama, that you can only read Kriyat Shema up until Neitzachama. Why, according to Rabbi Elezer, can you only read Kriyat Shema up until Neitzachama? Because he learns Pshat B'shach Chol Kumecha. Kumecha means when most people get up. Most people get up by sunrise, so you can only read Kriyat Shema by sunrise. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. Rabbi Yeshua says you can read it out Shalosh Shos because he holds there's some people that get up later. Okay? And therefore, since there's some people that get up later, it's still called Zman Kima. So therefore, everybody can read it up until Shalosh Shos. So the Machlokes of Rabbi Yeshua, what the B'nai Melachim did for Kriyat Shema, according to Rabbi Elazar, I don't know. Maybe for them it was Zman Kima, was considered later for some reason. Any case. So the Gemara wants to say, you know, Pashup Shat, the reason why it says in our Mishnah that you have to read Kriyat Shema by Neitzachama must be because we hold like Rabbi Elezer. So the Gemara says, no, Afilatem Rabbi Yeshua. Our Mishnah can go like Rabbi Yeshua as well. That the Sosman Kriyat Shema is what? Shalosh Shos. So why is it important to read Kriyat Shema by a Neitz? The Dilma Kavasikim Dom Rav Yochanan Vasikim Yagomanasoy Neitzachama. Maybe the Tana of our Mishnah is holding like the Vasikin, or the person in the Mishnah that the Tana is talking about wants to go like the Vasikin. We'll see. But simple pshat is he holds like the Vasikin. That even according to Rabbi Yeshua, that's what Moshe says, even according to Yeshua, but the Tana was, maybe it's not Rabbi Elezer, but rather it's the Vasikin. What's the difference between the Vasikin and Rabbi Elezer? They both say that you read Kriyat Shema before Neitzachama. So the Gemara explains that the Vasikin really hold that the reason why you read it before Neitzachama is because they wanted, they were basing it on the Pasuk in Tehillim, Yeru'ucha im Shemesh, that you're supposed to fear God with sunrise. So according to the way the Vasikin explained it, it's mashma that they really, that's a din in Shmon Esrei, that the fearing of the Yerucham Shemesh goes on Shmon Esrei, so they read Kriyat Shema right before Neitzachama in order so that when the sun rose, you could immediately be Somech Gula Tzvila and say Shmon Esrei. So that's the Shita of the Vasikim. So it's not because their whole Zman Kima is only, it's not even a din in Kriyat Shema according to them. It's really a din in Shmon Esrei. It's just that they read Kriyat Shema earlier in order to be Somech Gula Tzvila. So this is what the Gemara wants to suggest is pshat in our Mishnah on Daf Chav Beis, that the reason why this fellow wants to read Kriyat Shema before Neitzachama is because he wants to be some Gula Tzvila like the Vasikin. It's very difficult to learn pshat that way. Okay, so we'll see in a minute. So that's the Gemara on Daf Chav Hei and the Beis in terms of how it learns pshat in our Mishnah. Now the source of the different shittas is the Gemara on Daf Testament Beis, where the Gemara brings the machlokes of Yeshua, the Gemara brings the different ways that we paskin, and the Gemara says, Abaye says, that by Kriyat Shema we paskin kivasikin. Okay? That the halacha is like the vasikin. That's what the Gemara says over here. We paskin like the vasikin, and it brings the vasikin that shehayu gomana so im neitzachama kadei shiyasmochu tefila v'nisus bal b'yom. So from Parshat Pshat in the Gemara, it's mashma, the Vasikin, we pass on to Vasikin, but the Vasikin are not telling us a din in Kriyat Shema, they're telling us a din in Shmona Esrei, and that what that. That you should have, and we paschalize the Vasikin. That's what Abaye says. So Tosos, and that would be and we have some difficulty, as I have some difficulty understanding how our Mishnah would work according to the Vasikin, because it's Mashmana Mishnah that you're just reading Kriya Shema. So why would you, according to the Vasikin, it's got nothing to do with Kriya Shema. It's all about Smil Zul Tefila. So the Gemara in Yuma has the discussion of the contribution that was made by Hilni Amalka of this Nivresha Shel Zahav, this golden reflecting plate that was used as a signal to tell the people of Yerushalayim what to say Kriya Shema. So Tosafot has two questions. One question he has is, according to the, we pass along to Vasikim. And the Vasikim say that you have to daven with sunrise, but it means you have to say Kriya Shema before sunrise. So how could this golden plate be used, this nevesh, to be used as a signal to what to say Kriya Shema? It's already too late to say Kriya Shema. It's what's daven Shmoneh Esrei when the sun hits it. And the second question Tosafot has is, we don't do what the Vasikim. We read Kriya Shema much later. According to the Vasikim, you've got to read it before Hanes. We read Kriya Shema. You know, we one of our shuls, Makbid, we daven early so that we could read Kriya Shema Bizmano. But it's not early enough. We're not Yotze according to the way Abaye paskins. And Abaye is the Basra. That's how we should paskin. You have to do it by Netzachama. So Tosus brings three terusim. The first terus is terus of the first terus is the terus of the Ri. The Ri says, and he brings a raya from the Gemara in Daf Kafei, which seems pretty clear, that basically the Vatikan hold like Rabbi Yeshua that the mitzvah is at Shalosh Shoros. It's not up until Netzacham. It's only they wanted to be makvid to fulfill this Yeruchim Shamesh and daven Shmona Esrei immediately upon the beginning of the day with the sun. So therefore, they were mocked him to do Kriya Shema earlier. But they agreed that you could really be also Kriya Shema
3 hours
up in 3 hours. So we say, when Abaye paskins like Kriya Shema Kavasikin, he's not saying it can't be also Kriya Shema up until 3 hours. He's saying that it's good to try to be to do what the Vasikin do, but basic halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua that you do 3 hours. What's the lashon of Tosos?
He says actually do it later than the earliest time.
Right, it's later than the earliest. The earliest time would be Mashiachir, but the. So the two ways you can do not like the Vasikin. You could either do Kriya Shema earlier, not like the Vasikin, or you could do Kriya Shema later, not like the Vasikin. Now, what's the lashon of Tosafot? How does he learn what Abaye says? That what? All right, I'm not sure what the lashon is. How he says. What Abaye is actually saying. So that's the first question. So that's the first question. The first question is, how come we do it after Netzachama? The answer is because the Vasikin agreed with Rabbi Yeshua. It's just a special extra chiv of Tosus in Brachos actually uses Tosus in Brachos uses the answer of mitzvah min hamuvchot kevatzikin. So that's what Abaye is saying, which is strange. Halach kevatzikin, according to Tosafot, means it's a mitzvah hamuvchot kevatzikin.
How do those three lines from the narrow lines of Abaye nami lo nabim lo kriyim elam lo nar dabul nabim lo? Is that what you're saying?
The Abaye nami lo nakat.
Is that what you mean?
That even though he uses the word halacha kevatzikin.
Yeah, according to Tosafot here seems to say that the halacha kevatzikin means that you do it later, not that you do it earlier. The Tosafot in Brachos is a little bit different language. Anyway, that's how he answers the question of how do we say Kriya Shema after sunrise? The stira between the Gemara in Yuma, which is Bashma, that you say that the signal for the people was sunrise, and the other places, such as our Mishnah, with Mashmid, you're supposed to read it according to Vatikin before sunrise. So what's Tosafot's answer? So the Ri's answer is that since really you can be yose according to the Vasikin, like Rabbi Shua up until Shol Shos. So the Vasikin did an amazing thing. What was the amazing thing that they did? They knew when it was about to dawn, to start the rite, before it happened. And that's not something people could do, okay? They called the Vasikin the Chabzim and Ovin, what the Vasikin had to be in addition to all those things. They had to have some astronomical tables. They had to know when sunrise was going to happen before it happened, which there's no way of knowing by looking. Once you see the sun rising, it's risen, right? So what Tosa says is, since even the Vasikim agree, like Rabbi Yeshua, that you can be Yotze Kriya Shema up until Shol Shos, and the Vasikim themselves would read it before sunrise, but for the regular people that didn't have these astronomical tables, they had to rely on the best they could do was what? Was sunrise.
When the sun rose.
In other words, they ended up davening close to sunrise. That's the best they could do. That's what the Rebbe says, right? The Shar Amad of Yerushalayim, according to the Gemara, means not the Anshe Ma'amod and Anshe Mishma. According to Tosfos, it also means not who?
The
Vasikim. It was the regular people. They had to rely on, it's the best they could do.
He wasn't afraid they would start too early? I thought there was a party.
Of course he was afraid they would start too early.
Right.
That's why they waited until the sun rose.
Too early, right. Not that right. They couldn't figure out when
Well, they
it
could
was.
Really daven. They could really daven earlier, too.
No, but
they could daven Mishiyakir.
Right, but they could daven before
No, that was never a problem with daven before Mishiyakir. I don't think.
Acherim. He brought in the Acherim
at
the later time than the earlier Shema time. The two Mishachar times, so
right.
They might have blown the Mishachar instead of Torah.
I don't know that.
I thought that's why he brought down the Acherim there. You know, that's why that whole piece, Talacha Kaichrem.
No, I don't know. I'll have to look at that. I don't know.
No.
So the sheet of the Re is, firstly, it's Mechadish that the Vasikin really hold like Rabbi Yeshua. And secondly, it says, since they really hold like Rabbi Yeshua, it's not so important to get it exactly right. So therefore, in Yerushalayim, in the Beit HaMikdash, they relied on this the sunrise, and they got it close. Okay, they got it close. It doesn't really answer the question that I have, that I had is what's tried on our Mishnah. It's still, according to the Riyah, din in Smichas Gula Tefillah. So really, the only reason to read Kriya Shema so early is if what you're going to now daven, which is not Mashma from the Mishnah. That's what's happening next. Okay, that's the Riyah. What's Rabbeinu Tam say? So Rabbeinu Tam says a little bit different. He says just the opposite of the Re. The Re said that really the Vasikin is the right way to do it, but the rest of the people can't aspire to doing it so well, so they have to somech on the signal, the sunrise. The Rebbeinu Tam says the opposite. Really what you're supposed to daven, what?
After
Hanetzachama. And what? The Vasikin were Mamaharin Shalok Kedin. It's an amazing thing. Shelo kedin kodem in Eitzachama, the shvil chovas hatzvila, kadei lismach gula tzvila, shehu im hashemesh. Okay? Afagav the tzvila, okay, that's what he wants to say. That what? That the, that, again, I think he agrees with the Re, that basically the Vasikin hold like Rabbi Yeshua. So that's how he answers the other question of how were they how are we Yotze Kriya Shema? But in terms of the conflict between the two sugyas, he wants to say that really it's right. You really, like our Mishnah's mashma, and like the Vasikin's mashma, that you're really supposed to, that they read Kriya Shema before in Eitzachama, right? Why over here does it say that the signal for Kriya Shema was the sunrise? Because that's the right way to do it. The Vasikin were doing Shalok Adin. That's an amazing thing to say. And our mission then, which says Yod V'Toval, it says, and he if he can read before sunrise, get up and get dressed and read before sunrise, you should do it. Otherwise, you should read in the mikveh. Is going on like the Vasikim, the Gemara says. So he's reading. They're reading what?
Shalok
Adin. That's how Rabbeinu Tam.
But how can he say Shalok Adin? It's a mission that says that there's an earlier time.
Because there was.
It's shalokadim, but it's still proper because there was no way to do it otherwise. You had to have Yeruchim Shemesh, and you had to have Smuchadu.
I don't mean shalokadim, but there's a Mishnah that says when the earliest, and there's a Brisa that says it's earlier than. Well, it's hard to say.
Shalokadim could be possible.
It's like Rabbi Shimon. We pass like Rabbi Shimon. That's the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. I don't know if you did Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is a whole discussion. Rabbi Shimon on Brachas of Chesed Beis, which I had to skip that part.
Does he start? Does Rabbi Shimon have his own start that time?
Rabbi Shimon has his own start time and his own end time.
Okay.
And it's right. Okay. But I didn't have you do Rabbi Shimon because I tried to make it a little bit simpler. But according to Rabbi Natan, we pass from Rabbi Shimon. Okay. Okay, the last sheet that I want you to see, and this is the one that I understand the best, is Rabbeinu Tam. I'm sorry. Not Rabbeinu Tam. That what is the sheet of the Rabbeinu Chananel? Barav Rabbeinu Chananel Pirish, the Vasikin Gomer no Summonator. Miyad. From a forest Gomer Korin. With this word Gomerin, normally we interpret it to mean to complete it, meaning they started earlier, but they finish it with Hanetzach Hama. Rabbeinu Chananel holds the word Gomerin means, doesn't mean to finish, it means to read. And we have it by Hallel. Ligmar is a Hallel. Ligmar is a Hallel. It's come to mean by certain people when you do Hallel Gomer and not Hallel Shalom, but that's not what it means. If you make the bracha Ligmar is a Hallel, it means to read the Hallel. The word Ligmar apparently means to read. Okay? And that's how Rabbeinu Chananel learned. So according to Rabbeinu Chananel, so when it says that the Vasikin were Gomerin is a Hallel in a Netzach Hama, it means that they read Gomerin as Kriyashma im Hanetzach Hama. It means they read Kriyashma they started Kriyashma with sunrise. And Tosafot explains Rabbeinu Chananel learns in Vasikim that they learned the pasuk of Yeruucha im Shemesh that it's not going on the Shmona Esrei, that the Shmona because of Smichas Gula Tefila. Rather, it's talking. What's you should be feared with the Shemesh? Means you should fear Hashem by being mekabel ol malchus shemayim, which means what? Saying Kriyashma. Saying Kriyashma is supposed to do with a Netzach Hama. So that's shot in our in the Gemara and Yuma. Why the sunrise was a signal for Kriyashma? Because that's Yeruucha Hashemesh. And what? And
so why don't we do it?
And one second, that question I'm not sure I know the answer to. And that shot in. Our Mishnah, Yor V'Tovol. Why is he reading Kriya Shema before immediately? Well, you have to say a little bit in the language of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, the Gemara says, Likros Ad Shalote Hei Neitzach Hama. You have to say that means to be able to start reading actually. You don't have to finish by then. You have to start reading. In other words, by Hanetzach Hama. But it makes a lot of sense why you're reading Kriya Shema by Hanetzach Hama, because according to, and the Gemara says it's either Rabbi Elazar, who holds that's the end of the time, and according to him, Achot would have to be beforehand, or it's like the Vasikin, who hold that really you don't finish it by then, you start it by then, but it's still a din in Kriya Shema. And that's why it says in the Mishnah that you have to read Kriya Shema, the Vasikin, by Hanetzach Hama, or at Hanetzach Hama. And that's why, if you can't get up and get dressed and do it, by then you do it in the mikveh itself.
But then that's still, so the plate, the shining on the plate was right. Still way past Nate.
No, it was at Nate.
It couldn't have been. I thought that was the whole problem. So
no,
got up
no,
shine,
no, 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 no. No, it was at Nate. Apparently, was at Nate. The problem was the Vasikin seemed to say that you needed to do before Nate because you have to daven at Nate.
I thought the kasha was going to work. No.
Right? So, in terms of our Mishnah, I understand Rabbeinu Chananel the best. Rabbeinu Chananel is a little difficult for some other reasons, but according to what you have to say in our Mishnah is that if you're going like Rabbi Elazar, so then, of course, you have to read Kriya Shema before Netzach Hama. If you're going like the Vasikin, according to the way Rabbeinu Chananel learned Shat, so then you want to read Kriya Shema, Yeruch, even though you hold like Rabbi Yeshua, that was, that you really could read up until Shoah Shoah. So I don't think, Rabbi Nachman doesn't disagree with that. But he holds that the mitzvah, the best way to do it is im shemesh, meaning reading kriyas shma im shemesh. So therefore, you want to read, forget about the mitzvah, it has nothing to do with that. After you finish reading kriyas shma in the mikvah, you'll get out, you'll go home, you'll get dressed, you'll go to shul, and you'll daven. You'll say kriyas shma again, I guess, with birchas kriyas shma, and you'll do shma answer. But you want to do yeruchim shemesh, which means you want to read kriyas shma with the sunrise. So that's the reason why it says in our Mishnah, that you should, if you can't do all that before sunrise, you should read the Kriya Shema.
But it's still doing a little hashil because of Balkari,
yes,
who's in a bit of a situation, so it's still like a little.
It's still, it's right. It's still, you're right. It's still strange. Like it's mashma that it's like imperative that this fellow do it this way. And if you learn like Rabbi Elazar, it makes a lot of sense. Because you have to do it. But if you're learning like the Gemara says on Chafei that it goes to Vasikin, and everybody seems to say that we've saw that the Vasikin are sort of a extra chumrah chibuv hamitzvah, maybe even shalok din, but it's something that's not required. We're not learning the halacha hilchos of zman kriyas shma, but if we were, if we learned that test, we probably would go into other sheets like sheets of Rambam and others who actually hold that we paskel into Vasikin, and so zman kriyas shma is an etzachama. The Rambam actually passes that way. And actually, that would make sense in our Mishnah. So Zman Krishna is an Netzachama. What about Tosas Kasha? How are we Yotzei?
Yeah.
After Netzachama. So the Rambam says, Zman Krishna is an Netzachama, but the Eved, you can be Yotzei afterwards. But this is the Sof Zman. And that's a good point. It makes a lot of sense then in our Mishnah, according to the Rambam, why you're so concerned that you want to read Krishna by an Netzachama. Because according to the Rambam, that's Tosas Zman Krishna. Even according to Pesach Halacha.
My Mahdian Rashi.
I wasn't.
Say that again.
That's the Rashi part. It's so hard.
Right.
It would have been better when you say that it shouldn't have said Geula
L'Kanel. Oh, yeah. The Geulah Elliot is absolutely right. It says in the Lashon of the Vasikin, Kadeshi Yitzmal Gula Tvila. According to the Rabbi Nachman, it has nothing to do with Tvila.
But not nothing. You could still say they hold that. It's just not the time.
It's the point.
The point is you want to do Kriya Shema then. It's gone. Right. No, that's the question that many Rishonim ask on Rabbi Nachman. That according to him, why it doesn't have to do really with Tvila. It has to do with Zman, with Kriya Shema has to be with sunrise. You want to be Tumagul Tefillah, but that's got nothing to do with why you're saying it then. Mm-hmm. The Rishonim asked that, and there's an answer in the Divrei David. I don't know who the Divrei David is, or I have a sort of Divrei David, but supposedly there's an answer to this question in the Divrei David.
How do you know that?
So I saw in the footnotes of one of the Rishonim, it said, see the answer to Divrei David. He didn't tell me what the answer was, but so I'm doing the same favor for you. It's in the Divrei David. Okay?
Unless you take a big, you take a, what's it